This recording, New Zealand 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, zipped up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. Goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her right on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. You can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was the fair price for a cure. Christchurch is an English settlement, settled in about 1850s. It's based on the grid system, so all the streets are in rectangular format, apart from ones near the Avon River. It's got some good solid British history, Tudor Gothic style architecture, and an interesting feature of Christchurch is the Littleton Tunnel, which was built in 1957. They started tunnelling at both ends and they met in the middle and they were 10 centimetres apart. Fascinating. Hang on, got a little joke for you. There's an Aussie and a Kiwi walking along and they came across a sheep with its head stuck in the fence, and the Kiwi drops his pants and he shags the sheep, and he looks at the Aussie and says, "Okay, mate, it's your turn." So the Aussie sticks his head in the fence.